You know what else cabbage is good for? Chow mein.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gee, I haven't had that for a long time.
Chow mein's good. Get Mandy onto that.
I could possibly do it.
Just get Mandy onto it.
You can't say things like that anymore, Paul.
Just.
It's 2022, my friend.
Just get Mandy onto it.
What do you want me to ask her to put her apron on?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just saying that your cooking's not probably up to scratch. Okay. That's where I'm going
with
that.
That's a reasonable point. Actually, it's more than reasonable. It's very good.
Very good point. Speaking of good points, yesterday we had the vagaries of the English language. Today, thought I'd rip a book from the library called Interesting Thoughts to Ponder.
Right.
Like, I find it ironic, Brett Mack, that in America, the colours red, white and blue stand for freedom. Mm. That is, until they're flashing behind you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Probably won't find an English Bobby in America.
Yeah, no, good point. You raise a very good point.
That's an interesting thought to ponder.
It is.
Imagine a Bobby trying to patrol the streets of America. And given that Bobbies aren't given guns, they're just given batons and a bit of capsicum spray.
Mm-hmm.
Be very interesting. Mm. Everyone would still be alive. Anyway, today a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation towards the local swimming pool. I gave him a glass of water.
Nice.
Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity, Brett Mack. Remember that, okay?
Yeah, you prove that every day.
I certainly do. I'm not ashamed to say it either. And to wrap up part one of some interesting thoughts to ponder, because I've got part two lined up for 7:30.
Okay.
I'm great at multitasking, Brett Mack. Did you know that?
Not particularly, no.
Look, I can do three things at once. Can waste you? Time, be unproductive and procrastinate as well.
You're an overachiever, PT.